gearing up for Dometic. Everything you need for adventures, big or small. Mobile living made easy. Dometic.
Earlier in the week, I caught up with Barry Sullivan from Real Brand to talk all things inland fishing in Victoria. He's been smashing the Murray cod, and we're going to get a bit of a report from what's happening on inland Victorian fishing.
Barry Sullivan joins me this morning to talk all things inland Victorian fishing. He's, of course, Real Brand, and Real Brand at the moment are having their 12 days of Christmas sale. Head to their website, realbrand.com.au, for 25% off the entire range. Good morning, Baz.
Good morning, Patrick. And we'll even upgrade standard freight to express post so they get their delivery before Christmas.
Beautiful work. Now, you've been hammering the Murray cod of late. Cod season is open. It's been open for a few weeks now. The reports around the region.
Well, it's actually, we had a fair bit of rain in the lead up to cod opening and some cooler weather. And what that did is made cod opening a little quieter than normal. But having said that, there's still bite periods where they seem to come on. And, you know, I know I went out on the Wednesday with the first, which is the day of cod opening, and caught nothing all the way in, up to about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then, bang, caught eight in about 2 hours. So, yeah, you just got to be persistent and, keep moving around till you can get onto them.
For most this time of the year, school holidays for families and those looking to head up to central Victoria and chase, whether it be Murray cod, yellow belly, the odd carp, obviously, the best ways to target them for family-friendly fishing?
Yeah, and also reddies. You can add to that list as well. Reddies have been prolific in some of the local waterways. Look, there's plenty of ways to catch, especially if you're looking at targeting a cod. You can obviously use bait, and from there you can use anything from barty grubs, yabbies, shrimp, cheese, chicken, even hot dogs and dim sims if you want to go the full extent. And if you're looking at catching cod on lures, then spinner baits, chatter baits, stump jumpers, orgies. But the most exciting way of all to catch a cod is using a surf lure, and the best time for that is early in the morning or on dusk. And in terms of yellow belly and redfin, look, Lake Hume has probably been the pick of them this year of all the waterways. There's lots of redfin about, but they school up, so you've just got to be able to find where the school is. And whether that's near, a tree in about, 5 to 8 metres of water, or whether you just troll. And when you're trolling, the best way to approach that is you have a little hard body and also a little dropper with a little soft plastic on it. And you just troll along in those depths of water I just mentioned. And then all of a sudden you'll come across a school and you'll get a hit. And then if you go back over that same spot, you get another hit. Then that's when you, if you've got an electric or an anchor, just secure yourself in that spot. And then you use worms or soft plastics and you normally can catch a bucketful.
For plenty of families, they'll spend their times at caravan parks and you're balancing fishing around a lot of people with trying to find, your own secret quiet spot. Does that play a big role when it comes to targeting these freshwater species? Are you trying to find, patches of water that haven't been hammered by plenty of people?
That's exactly right, Patrick. I think when, especially if you're looking at things like redfin, fish like redfin or yellowbelly, a lot of people initially were all targeting, dead trees because that's where they congregate around a bit of structure. And then people were just hammering these spots like crazy. And eventually, obviously, they, either all get caught or they start to disperse. But if you can find now a school that's out in the middle of nowhere where they just seem to be congregating for whatever reason, that's when you're going to have the most fun because, they won't have been targeted. And there's quite often a number of bigger fish in those schools as well.
Throughout the sort of COVID interrupted last few years, there's obviously been, it's been near on impossible to travel right around the country, and it's been mostly state-based. That is starting to open up now. Do you expect it'll be a busy summer period through central Victoria?
Yeah, well, look, an indication of that was the first weekend after COD opening. They have the COD Classic at Mulwala, and I think they had 1,400 boats enter the competition. So people were coming from everywhere, and yeah, a lot of the waterways, especially in the northeast of Victoria, where the weather's been, you know, quite reasonable. Yeah, there's lots of people out camping, exploring, fishing, and I think a lot of people have invested their normal overseas money into caravans and boats, and they're keen to get out on the waterways and use them.
Well, there's no better time to do it, Baz, as we come into the Christmas period. There's obviously wonderful fishing to be had right throughout central Victoria. And once again, Barry Sullivan for Real Brand, 12 days of Christmas. Their sale is on now, 25% off the entire range. Baz, thanks for your time this morning on Real Adventures.
No worries, mate. It's been a pleasure.
That was gearing up for Dometic Mobile Living Made Easy.